the Vatican Library and the Bodleian had an established relationship for the past couple of years through a thing called the Center for the Study of the Book, which is based in the Bodleian Libraries and has a number of international partner institutions who are mostly great research libraries. And we had already also here in Oxford been working with the Polonsky Foundation to undertake digitization of rare books and manuscripts. And the Polonsky Foundation was interested in extending their work with great libraries to include the Vatican, and they asked us to discuss the potential of a collaborative project with the Vatican Library. And we reached out to the prefect and his staff, and we're delighted to have such a positive response from them. And really, that's how the project idea evolved.
And how significant do you see it?
We think it's very significant indeed. In many areas of our collections, the Vatican and the Bodleian have very close connections in the history, the size and the makeup of our collections, and we feel that we will be able to make a huge impact to the scholarly world in developing a shared digital library of great books and manuscripts.
And what are some of the most ancient and most exceptional texts from the Vatican Library that will be digitized under this project?
Well, we haven't chosen the exact individual books and manuscripts yet. That's a process that we're just beginning at the moment, using our curatorial staff and a team of scholarly advisors. But we will be looking at ancient Greek manuscripts mostly from the early Middle Ages, where both the Bodleian and the Vatican Library collections are incredibly important. Also Hebrew printed books and manuscripts from the late Middle Ages and the early Renaissance, where, again, our collections are two of the most important worldwide. And finally, in very early printed books from the era of Gutenberg and subsequent decades, at the dawn of the history of printing in the West, where, again, our collections are of the most important kind. And we will, over the next few months, be undertaking a big exercise to scope in more detail exactly what we'll be digitizing, but they are the three main areas.
And what are some of the very oldest texts from the Vatican Library that are likely to be included in this project?
Well, there'll probably be classical and biblical texts from the very early Middle Ages, perhaps some from the 7th century onwards. Also, manuscripts from the High Middle Ages, such as patristic texts, again, Bibles, liturgies, commentaries, and also Hebrew materials from the late Middle Ages and the early Renaissance. Again, we haven't decided precisely what we're going to digitize as yet, but we'll probably include biblical commentaries, liturgical works, philosophy.
And how many pages will be made available in digital format, and how long will it take to make these ancient texts available?
Our project is scheduled to last for 4 years, and we aim to digitize 1.5 million pages or more during that time period.
And what kind of interest do you anticipate getting, both from researchers and the general public worldwide, to having these pages digitized? Have you had any feedback so far?
We haven't had feedback yet because we've only just made the announcement. So we're very much encouraging the scholarly community to send us suggestions, and we hope to be developing a priority list of requests from scholars all over the world of the things they would like us to digitize first. But we also have a small team of very expert scholarly advisors who are going to be working with us to help us develop the list of books and manuscripts that we would digitize.
And speaking as a librarian yourself, what are you most keen to see from the Vatican Library in a digitized form?
Well, there are a number of texts which are very complementary. I'm excited by the idea of reuniting books written by the same scribe in the Middle Ages that are now divided between our two collections, or books from the same printing shop in the 15th century. And I hope that we'll be able to look at materials that were acquired acquired under the librarianship of Lucas Holsten, who was one of the early librarians of the Vatican Library, a German scholar who was also one of the first scholars to use the Bodleian Library in the first decades of the 17th century. So I'd like to digitize some materials that have a connection that were touched by Lucas Holsten, both in Oxford and in Rome in the early 17th century.
I imagine a project like this doesn't come cheap. Is it very much due to the help of the Polonsky Foundation that you're able to go ahead with it?
We're hugely indebted to the Polonsky Foundation for their great generosity in providing the funds to enable this great digital project to go forward and to bring the Bodleian and the Vatican Library into this close collaboration. And without their support, this project wouldn't be possible.
And do you foresee future projects?
We very much hope that this will be the start of a series of projects and look forward to discussing the potential for many others with our colleagues in Rome in future months.
And if you had to describe your feelings about the text that one can find in the Vatican Library, how would you describe it? I mean, what for you are some of its greatest strengths?
The Vatican Library is one of the most incredible libraries in the world, and it has so many riches and has such antiquity and great history in it, the development of its collections, that it's almost impossible to identify individual books or manuscripts. But it's just the thought of being able to unlock and open up the doors of the Vatican Library through the power of the internet to make its riches accessible to scholars that is the most exciting thing about this project.